everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, then please get in touch with us, Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on Twitter at RBN Live, RBN Live. So I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all around the country on all the stations that are carrying our programming, as well as our latest one, which is KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm glad everyone's tuning in. My guest this morning is Randy Murray. He is an author, has written Pro Nation, Legally Stupid, Why Johnny Doesn't Have to Read. He also has a website which is entitled voicefromthepews.com. And you started, you were making a couple points when we had to go to break real quickly, Randy, so please continue if you would.
What I was making a point was to connect with the caller that seems to feel like our school systems were set up this way to create a police state. And it is all connected. I agree with the caller. Because what you have got, in order to create a police state, you have to have a dumbed-down population, a nation of proles,
right,
as George Orwell called them. And since we have become a nation where more people are dependent on the government than on their own potential, their own motivation to get out there and provide for their families, what you have is a people that are owing to the government, and they're owing to the people that are going to provide for their, what they think is their needs. And so we've created a system that sustains itself pretty much the way the party does in 1984. So what I have done is take the concept of 1984 and brought it into the future in Pro Nation, and written a book that talks about what's going on right now, kind of sort of in the near future. It's written about the year 2012.
Okay.
And of course, everybody is suspecting all kinds of things to happen in 2012, but you have to consider that I wrote this book in 2008. Five chapters were written before the 2008 election, and I had already decided as I was writing it which way the election was going to go. And then I knew if it went that direction, the consequences economically and politically that have I found my own way of showing them in the book. Surprisingly, not only have those things come to pass, pieces of legislature that has passed that was not, you know, going to go anywhere previously.
Right.
And the effects of some legislation that came in under the previous administration and now where that's leading. So what I've done simply is just cause people to think, if they will read my book, they say, wait a minute, even though this is somewhat in the future, this is so real, this is really what's happening right now. And I ask people that if you think that Legally Stupid is too deep, there's too many details, then read Pro Nation. It's written much simpler. It's written about people that are believable characters, and it's a scenario that in itself is quite believable.
Well, you know what, that fellow from, it was Leo in Massachusetts, I think he was asking for, and, you know, I was thinking about the seven deadly sins of public education, because I want to hand out something. I want to hand something out on UN Agenda 21. I want to give out candy to the kids. But, you know, I'm always saying to people, we got to go to these different meetings, get people aware of what's going on. And at these school board meetings, if we had something we could hand out, like your article, The Seven Deadly Sins, that focuses on what does No Child Left Behind really mean? Nobody has any clue. All you've heard is they've railed against it, but you didn't know what it really meant. What it meant was, it doesn't matter how dumb you are that you don't get it. You're going along anyway. You're going to get that high school diploma. Mm-hmm. Hang on one second. We're going to go to another three-minute break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest, Randy Murray, will be back in three. Don't change that dial.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you would like to join the conversation this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. If you would like to get in touch with me, please do so. You can go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is a contact button there. You can send me anything you'd like to send me. I like to hear from everybody, even if you don't agree with me. That's okay as well. I'm into freedom and liberty. That's the whole idea. My guest this morning is Randy Murray. He is an author. He has written two books, Parole Nation, P-R-O-L-E, Nation is one of them. Legally Stupid, Why Johnny Doesn't Have to Read is another. He also has a website, voicefromthepews.com. He also writes articles for newswithviews.com. And I know News with Views is one of the advertisers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and they're smart cookies to be doing that. I got news for you, just the way it is. So anyway, Randy, when we went to break, those breaks just get in the way, but you got to pay the bills. So it's a good thing we have people who are smart enough to advertise on this network, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
They know where the audience is.
Pardon me?
They know who their audience is.
Exactly, exactly. So back to what you were saying when we went to break.
Okay, what I had done was create a novel that gave a fictional scenario of the result of what I've talked about in Legally Stupid. We have dumbed down a nation to the point that now we have become a nation where there are more proles, per se. And if you know the book, 1984, you know the proles made up 85% of the population. Well, in this country, I really think that you're probably looking more like 50% of the country are what I would call pro. Outer party members still kind of make up about 40%. And some of those kind of go back and forth. What I have done in pro-nation and is simply show the result of not being intelligent enough to think for yourself and allowing the government to say we're doing this for your own good. Some of this now is being translated in a documentary that I had a small part in. It is mentioned in a recent article that I did for News with Views. That article was called Indoctrination, a timely documentary. And I also have a more recent follow-up, and I say the fat lady singing. I really believe it's gotten to the point where our country is about to collapse economically and really socially because of all the things that have happened. Some of that is discussed focusing on the education system in this indoctrination video. And that's exactly what it's called, indoctrination.
Did you, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Randy, because I knew how you had read that in one of your articles, and I just couldn't find it again. I wanted to mention that. Is indoctrination available yet?
It is available for pre-release right now. You could just go to their website, and you can find it by just Googling indoctrination at the I point in indoctra, capitalize the N in nation, and you'll find it. And you
okay.
can order it from their website. It will be released next Wednesday, I believe, the 18th.
Okay. Because I'd like to get that, but I really, you know, I'm so glad that I have you on as a guest today, Randy, because what you're saying in your firsthand experience, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, I believe I did, I read Charlotte Thompson Iserby's book, and it's about, if you print it off her website, it's about 1,000 pages in PDF format. And she had also sent it to me. I had her as a guest on my show several months ago, and she cites and she has all the citations for everywhere. She looked all the documents to substantiate everything that she has to say. But I really like the way that you, and her book is a wealth of information. I suggest everyone read it. You really need to know who's been doing what for decades and decades and decades. But your examples here, just in this article, The Seven Deadly Sins, I mean, it's so simple. You could hand this out to someone and say, hey, here you go. Go to a school board meeting. Here you go. Here are some reasons why Johnny can't read. And I think this really, I think it really hits home to people. I'll give you an example. I had gone to it was a church here in my community, and they were showing one of the latest, I think it was the Superman documentary on the schools, Waiting for Superman,
mm-hmm.
that documentary that came out. Anyway, and it happened to be this showing, the viewing of this documentary was in a black church, predominantly black church. And afterwards, they had some questions that they were asking and answering. And somebody had made the statement, well, you know, it takes a village kind of crap. And there was a young girl who stood up who said, well, I think it kind of rests on the individual. And I had made some comments, and I was telling people about Charlotte Thompson Iserby's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and I was trying to explain to all of the people sitting there, listen, the reason why some kid is in 11th grade and can't do math beyond a third grade level is because it's been deliberately done to them.
Uh-huh.
This isn't just happening randomly. People aren't just genetically inferior and stupid, and somehow today in 2011, they're dumber than they were in 1970 or 1960. I mean, that's just not the case. There's not something that's changed in our DNA. The curriculum in the school system is what has changed.
Absolutely, and that's one of the points I argue in Legally Stupid. And you mentioned the seven deadly sins. That would be, I'm sure that News Reviews has no problem with it either. Print that article off about the seven deadly sins. If you go to my website, you'll find an abbreviated version of them so that people can just print them and distribute them. I welcome people doing that.
Okay.
I want people to understand the simplest thing. I repeat those seven deadly sins throughout Legally Stupid because repetition really is the key to learning, and I'm trying to get folks to understand the reason the children aren't learning is these seven things. It's not the only things they do, but those seven things are the key reasons they're not learning. But even if you were to try to get the school systems to stop all seven of those, there are folks out there that are going to do everything they can to still control education because they intend on controlling minds.
Exactly.
My argument is, as I conclude in Chapter 10 of Legally Stupid, and as I talk about in this documentary, Indoctrination, is just get your kids out. Just don't put them in the system at all. There are multiple ways that you can do it without, you know, bankrupting yourself, but you don't have to depend on the system to do it. And really, that's the only true option that Americans have. If you want your children to get a good academic education, they're better off with a good homeschooling program. Even though you may not have a college degree, remember that the teachers that are running the system right now, they have college degrees. And look at the end result. So please don't tell me that college degree is what's going to help your child learn better.
Yeah.
My argument is just get the kids out of the system.
Well, this is what I tell people all the time, that they need to homeschool their kids. They need to pull them out. They need to get them out of there because they're just indoctrination camps. They truly are. Let's talk about some of the other of the seven deadly sins, let's talk about some of the different things that they do. For example, the group learning, how they group everybody together, and their grade is based upon they put the bad students with the good students, and then, of course, everybody gets the grade based upon the efforts of the good students, not, of course, the efforts of the bad kids. Let's talk about how systemic that is as well. It just I know the way they set up the seats in the classroom, they're all set up in group little communities. They're not set up individually because, of course, they're de-emphasizing the individual and they're emphasizing the collective, the community.
Well, absolutely. And the idea of group learning is what I would call legalized cheating. And if people are startled to hear that there are teachers that are altering grades and changing scores or changing answers in some of these standardized tests, well, the system itself teaches cheating because they will take one or two, usually just one, accelerated gifted student, put them in a group of three of these so-called diverse learners, give them an assignment, and say, you've got so many days to get this done or so much time to get this done. Well, these diverse learners who don't read or write or do anything will actually look to that gifted student to get everything done. And then you as a teacher have to give the same grade to all four or five students, even though the other three students did absolutely nothing. Because if you dare try to say, well, I know for a fact that Johnny, Sally, and Sue did nothing to help Mary Lou get this project accomplished, you can't do that. You can't discriminate against these other kids. And what I have alluded to in my book is that, well, they might as well, the accelerated gifted student may as well get used to it, because when they get older, they're going to continue to support these other students as adults. Because
exactly.
They're not going to be able to get jobs because they never did anything for themselves before, and they're not going to start now. So their taxes will be supporting those students when they're adults.
You know, and I just, this thought just popped into my mind, Randy, and now I can't think of the details are fleeting. My mind is like a sieve today, I'm telling you. But there was something I had just read. What the hell was it? Oh, I know what it was. It was an article in the paper. I'm outside of Philadelphia. It was an article in the paper, and it was this man who, I don't know, CEO of some healthcare company or something like that, and he was talking about how that he had hired somebody who, of course, was not really worthy of hiring, someone who didn't show up for work and couldn't do the job and that kind of stuff. And he was talking about how if every company would just hire somebody who you wouldn't hire because wouldn't be able to perform the job. And he said, you know, I made sure we put a mentor with this woman and, you know, just gave her all these opportunities because she never showed up, didn't do a good job when she was there. Now, who wants to pay for somebody who can't do the job? I mean, it's nonsense. I hear the cue music. We have to go to break, but that was just, it was laughable to me when I read that. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Randy, we've got a caller, so let's take that caller. We've got David in New Mexico. Hi, David.
Well, hello, Maggie. I love your show and the topic you and your guest, Randy, are discussing.
Thank you.
Way back when I was a college student in the 70s, I did a research paper comparing the education of the high school students in George Washington and Thomas Jefferson's time and compared that to my modern education experience. And I even used books written in the 1700s about education to research this.
Oh, interesting.
And
do you still have it?
Well, I have the report. I don't have the book. Was in a big.
Do you?
Library.
Well, could you? Would you mind? I'd love to read it. I'd be very curious.
Yeah,
would you?
I'll email that to you later.
Okay, but, good.
Anyway, the people who graduated with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington from high school had a far superior education to what college graduates normally have today. I mean, those guys could speak Greek and Latin, do advanced mathematics, and everything. And those were the guys that started the, you know, it was wonderful. We don't have that anymore. People are deliberately dumbed down. I'm amazed at how many people now aren't even really functionally literate.
Well,
and they're in professional positions in some cases.
Oh, I know. Well, Randy mentions in his one article that 40% of the people in this nation are actually functionally illiterate. They can't do basic things. They can't read an application to fill it out. It just, it's a mind blower. It truly is. It's a very sad state of affairs we find ourselves in.
And they don't know the most basic things about history or geography or anything. It's outrageous, and we're becoming a country of total idiots.
I agree, and let me comment on that. There's two points I wanted to make, that both of them I have noted in Legally Stupid. Just in my own awareness, when I started teaching, and as I was teaching English 4, which is for seniors, the book that was required reading was George Orwell's Animal Farm. Instead of 1984, I said, why are we reading Animal Farm? We read that when I was in school. We read that in the eighth grade. Now, that's the best they can get them to read as seniors in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I can't understand this. You mean to tell me that these kids have really been dumbed down to a point where what we read in the eighth grade is now considered comparable for 12th grade? So when I started researching for my book, I had an example of a 10th grader, an essay from a 10th grader, and how horrible. It's in the book. Now, I actually gave it the word for word. I could not put the child's name in there, but how horrible her sentence structure was, her grammar, spelling, everything was just, you know, you wouldn't think that this was a 10th grade student. And then I compared it to an essay that my mother-in-law let me borrow that she had written in the 9th grade, and this was in the 50s.
Yeah,
and her essay was so articulate, you would think she was an English major in college. Granted, remember now, she's 9th grade, not 10th grade, and compare this to an essay that's written, 50 years later by a 10th grader. And the difference in the level of education is just so blatant that you can say, well, wait a minute, what happened? No, this student you have must be a special ed student. No, she is not. Then your mother-in-law must have been an honor student. No, she was not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my mother, if she was born in 1915, but my mother, I remember her telling me that she took Latin when she was in high school. I mean, that was still common language that they taught. They thought it was necessary.
How are these kids going to be able, how are people even going to be able to use an encyclopedia, a dictionary, or a computer search engine if they cannot spell?
Well, they don't want them to.
Right.
That's
no, they
the
don't
point.
Want them.
They don't want them. Listen, they don't want anybody who's going to be able to think and then say, well, gee, maybe I want to rebel against what it is these people are doing to me. I don't like this. They don't want that. And this is how they're achieving this objective, by deliberately dumbing down the populace. So as Randy had written in this article that I have referred to in our conversation, the 7 deadly sins of public education, people won't rebel because they don't have the intellect to be able to do it.
I worked for a superintendent of schools office once upon a time, and they were promoting video education because they came right out and said that illiteracy was a growing problem, but everybody understood video, so they were promoting video, more or less admitting or abandoning the quest for literacy, and I thought that was outrageous.
I agree with that. Let me add to that I saw that same point when I was teaching, that they encouraged me to show videos or movies to back up some of the literature assignments. Rather than require them to read it, the actual assignment, let them watch a movie about it. Now, granted, Hollywood's never going to follow what the book does in the first place. But my argument back with them, I said, wait a minute, so you're basically saying that because they don't have good reading skills, I'm going to just overlook that and just let it go? So if the basketball coach discovers that a lot of his players can't dribble a ball, that we're just going to let that go and we'll just get the rule changed so that they don't have to dribble the ball?
Yeah. Listen, Randy, hang on. Hold that thought because we have to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Maggie Rod. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest today is Randy Murray. He is an author. He has written two books, Prol Nation and Legally Stupid, Why Johnny Doesn't Have to Read. He has a website, which is voicefromthepews.com. Randy, can they buy your books? I know they can buy them. You also write for newswithviews.com. They can buy them off of News with Views. Are there other places they can purchase your books as well?
Amazon.com, it's probably another good source. And probably the best source is directly from my website, Voice from the Pews.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll tell them, go to voicefromthepews.com and get them there. I actually haven't read either one of your books, but I'm going to get your books and read them, Randy, because I liked what you've written on News with Views. I'm not sure if... Go ahead.
I was going to say, with Prol Nation, it is... Really, it was supposed to have been re-released in December. It got delayed, and it was really not re-released until August. Lighthouse Christian Publishing now has it. You can get it directly from them or through Amazon. There is still a listing, and I guess it won't fade away. According to Amazon, the original publisher still has their listing out there, but you can't buy from them. So you have to kind of look into the website and see that to get it through Amazon, you're going to have to still go another layer sometimes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm not sure if we still have David on with us from New Mexico. He dropped. Okay. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about, you know, one of the things you had mentioned, and I wanted to say this, you know, and it could just be me because I'm not very computer literate or functional when it comes to the computer, but I always have great difficulty trying to print articles off of News with Views. For some reason, the way it shows up on my computer, maybe it's me or maybe it's just the way they have it set up. It's not easy to print out the article in a typical format, so maybe you could shoot it to me so I could print it out that way, or I can link your article up on my website in a format that's easily printed out, because for some reason it's not easy to print stuff up out of News with Views. You get all the other pictures and advertisements and that stuff as well. But
It could also be the way your own screen is set up.
Yeah.
But you could get a simpler format. The same article without any advertisements is on my website.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, you can go to my website, and there'll be a separate. You're right about computer literacy, but there's a separate link that allows you to go into my essays and articles, and you'll see
okay.
it in there.
Okay.
You can find it among those. It's not in alphabetical order or anything like that. It's pretty much comes in chronological order of when I posted them on the website after they were on News with Views.
Okay. Okay.
But it's the same
okay.
article.
Okay. Okay. Good. Because you know, really, I had given a little presentation Saturday night, and I'm always telling people, listen, print some of these handouts, give them out to people. And I've been trying to think of something for us to be able to give to people, to give to the people going to the school board meetings so that they understand what's happening in the educational system. And I've been hoping I would stumble across something that I thought would be apropos, that would give people enough information that would spur them to maybe say, geez, I better look into this. Something ain't right with this picture. And so I think since I've hit upon you, Randy, I think I might have hit pay dirt here, because I'm thinking that your articles might be just the perfect thing for somebody to just hand out and say, hey, take a look at this. Because people do wonder, what is this race to the top? What is this No Child Left Behind? Or that they're only teaching to the test, all these different kinds of things. And people, I know people have questions. You've got the answers.
Well, I don't pretend to say that I know all the answers. I just know that as soon as I stepped foot in the door as a teacher and was told, no, you're not allowed to require these students to read, I said, why do you have me here then?
Yeah.
This is supposed to be high school. I said, if this was kindergarten and you were telling me I can't expect them to read yet, that would be, you know, something different. But you're telling me that high school students cannot be required to read? I said, no, I will require my students to read. I will require my students to write. And they said, well, you are going to always run into trouble. And I did stay in trouble with the system the whole time I was teaching. They did not like the fact that I would not compromise. In fact, my last principal actually said that he kept saying I was a very smart man. I guess, relatively speaking, I might be smarter than him, but my daughter's cat's smarter than he is. The point of it was that he said that I was just too rigid, and rigid meaning that I won't compromise.
Yeah,
as I
exactly.
said, I don't give grades, I record grades. Well, that's not acceptable. You don't do that. You have to give grades. And one of the things that they had at the time that I was teaching now, there was a unwritten rule that said you could not give a grade below a 69. Oh, I'm sorry, a 60. Don't give a grade below 60. And they said if you do that, you're harming the child's self-esteem, and you're making it harder for that child to finally get a passing grade if they do decide to buckle down and start studying. And what they were actually doing, though, is if you gave a grade of 60, even if the child had a 12 average, and you gave them a 60, and then at the end of the school year they don't have enough students passing that class or graduating, the administrators can come in there and give them 9.5 points, allow them to pass that class, and then thereby graduate, and they get their federal dollars, and everybody's happy, hunky-dory, except the teacher who was forced to do something that was against their personal standard.
Right, right.
And I just refused to do it. I said, you show it to me in writing and tell me this is what you're going to require me to do, and I'll consider it. course, I wouldn't have. I would have resigned on the spot. Well, now they are actually putting it in writing and telling teachers you will not give a grade below 60. They don't even care that somebody might say, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. Well, yeah, they can. They can get away with it now. They are actually telling teachers you will not give a grade below 60. So the child knows I can do nothing this entire semester, this entire school year, and I will still get a 60. And yeah, the student that does work and scores a 61 average, you know, what does that say? You mean at least they failed honestly?
Yeah, I know.
It's a lowering of the grade. This lowering of standards all around is like I started to say earlier about in reference to basketball. You can lower the basketball goal from 10 foot down to 7 foot, and you'll have more players able to slam dunk. But do you really have a better game? How many people really want to go watch a ball game when the goal is that low and everybody is supposedly able to slam dunk a ball? What we have done in our school system was we have lowered the goals so that everybody can do what, you know, that normally only a few could hit that 10-foot goal. What I've said in Legally Stupid is that we have created a new separate but equal. Do you remember the old separate but equal that the Supreme Court said was unconstitutional?
Yes.
What we have created is different but equal. We're telling those students that are accelerated gifted that, yes, you have to do all these things in order to get your A, but we're going to say that these other students that are diverse learners, they don't have to do that, and they can still get an A. And, that, you know, the accelerated gifted student says, wait a minute, that's not fair, because you're really giving them my grade through this group learning process. They're getting my A that I have to earn because I have to work.
Exactly.
What is fair about that? And yet the student that's getting the free grade actually starts to feel like the grade didn't mean anything. They know for a fact they didn't earn the grade. And so it's kind of like the attitude you have of some Americans that think that because they've never really had to work and they've always had the government to support them, and it goes on from generation to generation. Well, why should I bother working when I can get, the same amount by not working, the same amount of support from the government? So what we've created in our school system is just a double standard, per se, that's no different than the old separate but equal, only that's now different but equal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I'm a registered nurse, and I was working in the ER this one time in a real tough neighborhood. And there were some nursing instructors there with a group of students in the ER, and we were talking about the curriculum and that, because I remember when I first went to nursing school, I had two instructors. I had gone to became a CNA, then I went right back and went to LPN school, and then I went back and got an RN and blah, blah, blah. But when I was in LPN school, we had two instructors, and the one we called Mad Dog Morrison. I'm telling you, these two instructors, you had to have your uniform was spit shined, and at that time, of course, you still wore nurses' caps, but your shoes had to be polished, and your uniform had to be ironed, and you truly, really did have to almost bounce quarters off the bed, because they were sticklers for perfection. And they wanted you had to be able to spell. You needed to be able to understand the words that you were looking at, the different drugs, because each drug has a generic and a trade name. And you needed to be able to spell so you could detect the one-letter difference that changed the drug you were going to grab. And, they demanded perfection. They truly did. Because they expected that you were going to do the best job you could because you had human lives in your hand. And so they wanted everybody to be the best that they could be and nothing less. They didn't accept anything less than that. And yet when I was in this ER, this was just a few years ago, too, I was there working in this tough, tough, tough neighborhood. And the teachers were telling me that the powers to be in this university said that they had to lower the standards because, of course, they were not, a lot of the students couldn't meet them. And so instead of saying, okay, well, you can't do this, the curriculum, you don't have what it takes to be able to understand this, they were just going to lower the standards. So you're going to have people taking care of you who can't detect that one little difference in that letter, in that word, is going to change the drug that they give you to save your life or harm you. It's amazing, just amazing, but it's everywhere. It doesn't matter what it is.
Well, that's the whole point with the whole idea of having to just dumb down, lower standards, change standards so that more people can do that slam dunk that I was talking about. And eventually what you have is a whole society where there is no real standard for anything, for service or just for the quality of what you're expecting. And when you think about it, when it comes to medicine, you definitely would like to think that your medical care provider knows what they're doing. And to find out that the competency levels have been lowered so that more people could qualify, well, yeah. That doesn't help you. I mean, you may get more, but what good is that? What does that really help you?
Yeah, I know. It's a sad state of affairs we're in. It really is. It really is. I don't know. I always think of that Laurel and Hardy thing, a fine mess. What was it used to say? A fine mess we have ourselves in now. And it's really is the truth. We are in a fine mess, boy. So what made you decide to write these two different books that you'd written? And The Legally Stupid, how long ago did you write that, Randy? Is that a recent book?
Legally Stupid, I started writing about 6 months before I resigned from teaching. So I started writing it, I think, over Christmas in 2004. And then I resigned in June of 2005, and I finished the book about 1 year into it. So about Christmas of 2005, I finished it. I looked for different publishers and went through agents. The agents and the publishers that I was dealing with were interested, but they were wanting me to cut out either a few paragraphs or even a few chapters that they considered to be too controversial for them to get the audience that they wanted to target. And as I said, I will not compromise on my book any more than I did as a teacher.
Right.
Someone is trying to control knowledge, and that is a systematic thing, and it goes all the way back to the caller that said, you know, somebody's trying to create a police state. Well, there is somebody that's trying to dumb us down on purpose, and it's a whole bunch of people that I refer to in Legally Stupid as the principals of Newspeak. Principal spelled like, you know, the high school principal, not, you know, the values principal.
Yes.
Because there are certain groups that are actually trying to control. They're as I also say in the book, they're not really conspiring to control you, but they all work for the same fella. And that's, and if you understand what I mean as a Christian, you know who the fella is. And you can call him Big Brother.
I do.
You can call him Big Brother, or you can call him Satan, but they all work for the same fella. And they all are working toward his end to control knowledge. And that was his goal all along, was to control knowledge. When all the way back to the garden, he says, you know, that, oh, thou shalt not surely die, and which was a lie, you know. But he was trying to say, oh, well, God told you was not true. Well, now we've got, you know, the government telling us what they claim is not true, and then it is true. And what they claim is true is not true. So we don't, as a society, have the knowledge that we need academically. We don't have the knowledge we need morally. And so what I decided was I'm going to start recording this, what I'm learning in the classroom, while I was still teaching. And then as soon as I left the classroom, I had the time then to do a lot more research of what was going on behind the scenes. And then when I produced the book and got the reactions to it, overwhelming majority of folks said, oh, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, the system out there is bad in a lot of schools. But my school, my kids' school, oh, it's okay. They're not doing this.
Oh, yeah, that's what everybody thinks.
And everybody thinks the lie. As I said, regarding the seven deadly sins, I said, not all of these strategies are being used in all the schools. But all the schools are using some of these strategies, and any one of them is a killer for learning. So we have to get your kids out of the school if you really want them to learn anything. And the reason that I then turned to writing a novel was that because everybody believed that it was all somebody else's school, or in this city the schools are bad, or in this city the schools are bad, rather than the whole system.
Exactly.
So I decided I would write a novel that gave you a fictional account of the whole system and the end result of having a society where more people are functionally illiterate than literate. More people are dependent on government than dependent on God. And therefore, you have a country on the brim of destruction. And that's really what the book is about. You know, one fellow that did a review of it said that I left Murray's book, Leaves Left Behind. That's generally because what I have done is rather than write it from a national or world event type thing, I put it from the personal event of the people that you have been reading about.
Hang on, Randy. We've got one final break we have to go to, everybody. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial. We'll be back for the final segment.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hi, everybody. This is Meg Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You'll be able to find links to my guest's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. So go there. You'll be able to find links to my guest, who's Randy Murray. And we've got just a couple more minutes left, Randy, before the fat lady sings on this deal for another day. And I think that's the title of one of your articles, isn't it? Something to that effect.
I've had a lot more reaction from that one article, I think, from any of the other articles I have written for News with Views, both positive and negative. I've had some serious hate mail, but a whole lot of amens and thank you for saying what I've been feeling in my gut the country is about to collapse. I really think it's at a point that we are about to be judged. And it's got to that point where even if we had the means to collectively vote out every one of the scumbuckets, if you want to call them that, or that are in every elected office, replace every one of these elected people, behind the scenes there are unelected elitists that control every aspect of our lives. And they have so destroyed this country. People talk about infrastructure as if, you know, highways and bridges are infrastructure. Our infrastructure is our families. And they have destroyed the family structure, requiring in an economy that requires two incomes to sustain itself, what Americans tend to think the American dream is, a requirement that you have to turn your child over to the government to educate them rather than go with the biblical standard that, you know, education is from the home. A requirement that says that, you know, what the news media tells you is fact rather than what the church should be saying is fact. And so that we have, you know, a deficit in this country that is far greater than any economic thing. It is a moral deficit that I believe is going to bring a judgment down on us. Now, whether that means that we are completely obliterated, and I don't think that's the case unless God comes and gets us, or it just means a collapse sort of like the Soviet Union, that we will fall apart as 50 United States and break up into sections, I don't know. But I'm asking Americans, and particularly parents, you know, the wisest thing for you to do is get your kids out of that system that's indoctrinating them.
I agree.
And prepare them and your families to be able to pick up the pieces when the country collapses and start over.
Yeah.
Just be ready to start over.
Randy, we've only got another minute, so I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for writing the articles. Thank you for writing your books, and I have enjoyed it tremendously. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, ma'am.
Everybody, my guest this morning has been Randy Murray. He has a website which is voicefromthepews.com. That is P-E-W-S.com. You'll be able to find his books on his website. You can go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to Randy's websites. His books, you'll be able to find them. His articles are on News with Views. He writes under R.C. Murray. Listen, everybody. No, I'd love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up, everybody, because we've got people like R.C. Murray, Randy Murray in the world who are fighting for you and I. Don't lose heart. Better days are coming. Chin up, everybody, and the sun will come up tomorrow. You know, it always does. So listen, on that note, another great show follows mine, and I will be back tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Far, far away. Behind the moon. Beyond the rain.
The next round of